W4FCM, by low early for that.
W4FCM, KN4RJN. How you doing, Fred?
Hey, very well, thank you. You always do the pre-net check-in, so I thought I'd just start monitoring a little bit. Got been coming to watch Hannity at 9 o'clock, and a little early tonight, so it's all well. I called up for a bunch of rain and wind, but I think it went around us. No rain here at all, really.
Outside earlier, and it was, although it was cloudy, it was hot and muggy. It was like being in a sauna. I was sure we were going to get something out of that.
Yeah, you're right. Itching the face. It's hard to catch your breath. It's just like a sauna. My double wife. They're calling for rain and high winds, 40 to 50 mile an hour wind. But if it's coming, it's much later tonight. We had about 2 minutes of drizzle. That was it. So just a hot, muggy night. W4FCM, and I'm a pre-net check-in, but I'm here a little early.
I've got you in the log, so tell Miss Isla we said hi. And stay inside where it's cool, brother.
I'll dread the day when I have to go to shorts to pants. I guess it's eventually coming, but no time soon, I hope. W4FCM.
Your ass mode today, but it didn't happen, so I'm going to have to wait till next week before I can get to it.
And I keep ours about number two. It looks like a golf course just because you go out and they swarm you. Mosquitoes come up around your face and your legs are eating up. So, I cut the daylights out of this lawn just to keep the mosquitoes down.
Mushrooms growing in my front yard.
That's fun to use. I'm used to an old 8-year-old John Deere. We stepped to it, a Husqvarna with an 18.5 horsepower Kawasaki engine. It's like riding a go-kart, so it's sort of fun, too.
A zero turn. It's kind of like driving a tank. And, and I can spin it around real quick, but then it tears up the yard when I do that, so I have to go kind of slow with that. But I might have to get out there the next day or two if it doesn't rain, depending on what this hurricane, the one behind it, does. So anyway, we got about 5 minutes, so we'll talk at you, Fred. You take care. Tell Miss Allie we said hi. Game 4RJ, standing by for net and clear.
Room, DHUFT60. Line, you're waiting for Hannity to come on 9 o'clock. It's a pretty predictable life, huh? Tucker, then Hannity, then Sheldon Breen, 11 and 12. W4FCM, standing by for net.
CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and I'm located in Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed up are invited to check in. You may also check in via EchoLink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube, which will take place right after the Friday night tidbit. Begin the roll call with our early check-ins. First, I'd like to welcome Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. Fred, you're still listening? Tell Isla we said hi. And our good buddy, Andy, KI4LZI, up there on Table Rock. And KC4W, that's Bill, over in Anderson. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane, over in 6 Mile. I want to thank you all for using the early check-in capability. We would move on to EchoLink stations, but I don't have any EchoLink stations up right now, so this being Friday night, we'll start with the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu, if the suffix of your call sign falls in that range, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa. Landon, Mobile, Dacusville. Negative, negative.
4RJN.
check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm mobile in Cleveland. I'm just about destinated. No traffic, no table.
N4RJN. Well, good evening to you, Mr. John. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Yankee November Golf. K4YNG, Fletch, and Easley, and we'll be negative and negative, John.
This is K4RJ and Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute F. I'd like to welcome Landon, KG4WMB, and Shane, N4ZLK, over there in Cleveland. That's South Carolina, not Ohio. And Fletch, K4YNG, over there in Easley. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like slide on down to the top of the alphabet now. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. If your suffix, your call sign falls in that range, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Check in Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Oscar, KY4AO, Stephen and Liberty. I'll be negative, negative.
JN. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
AN4RJN. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson. No traffic, no roundtable tonight.
4RJN. Fun and everyone else on the net, please check in November 1, Delta Mike Bravo. I go by David. I'm QRP in Five Forks, and I'll be negative and negative.
KN4RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. First off, I've got KY4AO. That's Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Oscar. And, sir, you didn't show up. I missed your name. Can you come back to me?
KY4AO, this is Stephen and Liberty.
KN4RJN, thanks, Stephen. I'll get that fixed. I'm sure the FCC hasn't caught up with it yet, but I'm sure QRZ is. I'll get that fixed in my log. But thanks for stopping by. I'd like to welcome David K04AOW over there in Inman, and Jerry N4DJC over there in Anderson. David N1DMB. And our Wednesday night controller, Gary, KI4DOS, runs the swap net on Wednesday nights, and he brings along his sweet little bride, Joy, K3JOY. I want to thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Hey, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Dive. This is AK. I'm in Easley, negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, that's Blue Ridge 2 Minute Net. Like to welcome AK, W4AKG. Thanks for stopping by. Sounding good. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. On everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren and Taylors will be negative and negative tonight.
4RJN. On everybody else, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. And we don't have a story, but we're going to talk about snakes anyway tonight.
RJN. Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Dan, over Northern Simpsonville. Hey, John, I'm going to try to stick around here for some of these stores tonight, Bill.
Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4, HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, and he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Quebec Papa. Josh, I'm at work, downtown Eminona, Andy.
This is KN4RJN, that's the Girl Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Warren, N4HHC, over there in Taylor's. And my good buddy Harry, KC4EZN. Harry, I got you down for a snake story later. And WB4FEE, Dan. Dan, I got you down for snake, bear, alien abduction, or whatever you got there, but we'll come back to you. And Wendy, KN4HTP. Wendy, I'm sorry to say I haven't seen my hawk in a while, so I think he may have moved on. And she brings along her husband, Mark. W2MJB, two of our net controllers. And Josh, KO4EQP, out there working, doing his thing, keeping us all safe. Josh, thank you for that. And thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or net control. This is KN4RJN, net control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute Up. We slide on down the alphabet now to the India through Lima group. India through Lima. Please call KN4RJN or net control.
KN4RJN. RJN. Good evening, John. This is Whiskey America 4, Japan, Japan, Zanzibar. It's Andy down here in the flatlands, Bacon. Good evening. We'll be negative and negative.
RJN. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
RJN. Good evening, John. Thank you for calling the net tonight. This is KG4, LPF, Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa, Foxtrot, Sam, Slab Ham.
RJN, K4LWE, Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. That's Larry in Piedmont. No traffic. I'll stay around for comments.
RJN. Welcome to Friday. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 73.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Andy. WA4JJZ. Andy, thanks for stopping by. You're sounding good. And James, KK4JFO up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And Sam, KJ4LPF. Good to hear you, Sam, over there in Slaptown. And K4LWE, that's Larry. And Larry, I got you down for comments, and we'll be back to you here in just a little bit. And my good friend Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, tell Donna we said hi, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations before we slide on down? India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute Net. I've got an Echo Link station up, so we'll take a moment for Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only, please call. Whoops, nope, never mind. It just bounced out. So we'll slide on down the alphabet to the Mike through Papa group. I guess I scared him off. Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Whiskey Bacon 4. Mike Oscar Uniform, Ron and Pickens, and we'll be in and out.
RJM? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. W4NTU, W4 never give up, still portable, Boiling Springs, negative and negative.
And now, Kilo Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Golf, Jeff. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Foxtrot, Gina. Located Kings Mountain, North Carolina.
This is Can 4 Jan, control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Jeff, I got your call sign, KJ4PAG, and I wasn't fast enough to get Gina's. Can you give me that again?
Kilo Juliet 4, Papa Alpha Foxtrot.
They were right next to each other, but I couldn't remember the last one. I wasn't fast enough. Appreciate that. All right, Net would like to recognize Ron, WB4MOU, over there in Pickens. And Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Lorena, you tell Rick and Michelle we said hi, and thanks for stopping by. Then we got Phil, W4NGU, over in Boiling Springs. And Jeff, KJ4PAG, and he brings along his wife Gina, KJ4PAF. Jeff, you told Gina we said hi, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations before we slide on down in the Mike Group of Power Group, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
For RJN, please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. Just check me in and out, sir. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
This can for Jan, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Matt, WG4MC, another one of our net controllers. Thanks for stopping by, Matt. Sounding good. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
That's Kilowatt, Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. What's the young one called? And my name is J.D. I live in Berea. No traffic, no round table.
Net Control, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and a tool shed in Tarzer for sorting tools. Imagine that. Be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Like, welcome J.D., KF4RVF, and James, KW4TS out there in the tool shed. Don't worry about James. I can't get my call sign straight some days either. It's one of the signs of old age, I guess. But anyway, thanks for stopping by and you're sounding good. Anybody else, go back to Tango before we open it up to the big group. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
JN. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, Richard and Grandma. No traffic, no round table.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge. I'm going to learn how to talk here in a minute, folks. For the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, I'd like to welcome Richard, K4ROW, over there in Greenville. Richard, sounding good. Thanks for stopping by. That's once around the alphabet, folks, so let's open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu for Alpha. If you have a letter in your call sign, and you know you do, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control. In Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman on HT tonight. Hope you can hear me okay. Hope everyone has a nice evening. And no lightning, but we're about to get some over here.
JN. I was sitting here watching TV and forgot the net, but please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Like, welcome Steve, my neighbor from down the road, KN4VWA. And
and Walt, K4OIM.
Walt, how you been feeling? You doing all right there, buddy?
Look good enough to cut the grass today, but boy, it about wore me out. I'm still a little weak, but I'm getting my appetite back, so I'm getting back on the right track.
It's come back, or are you still not tasting anything?
Oh, I'm getting to where I can eat. I'm tasting things now, especially those antibiotics. I'm still taking those, and boy, are they bitter.
Excited, at least you can taste them. I'm glad you got over that silly virus, and you stay safe. And remember, it is possible to catch that a second time, so, and I'm sure you don't want it a second time. Once is probably sufficient. So you take care of yourself, Walt, and we're glad to hear that you're doing better. This is KN4RJN, looking for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tumor Net. Now securing the former portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, although I would encourage you to stick around for the Friday night tidbit at least. And after the Friday night tidbit, we'll go to the rag chew portion with periodic stops for check-ins. The Friday night tidbit will come to you here in just a moment as I put on my glasses and relight my cigar. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Science hits the brakes on hot dog eating records. In the race to scarf down the most hot dogs in 10 minutes, competitive eaters may have a limit. Physiologist James Smolgia, or however his name is pronounced, extrapolated a maximum intake of 83 francs based on data from 152 competitors over 39 years of Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Excuse me. City, Coney Island. That translates to a consumption rate of 8.3 hot dogs per minute. Smolgia reports in the July Biology Letters. In a graph, it shows that in 1980, the average hot dog per minute consumption was about one. By 1990, it had gone up to about 1.5. In the year 2000, it had jumped to roughly 3. And in 2010, it had jumped way up to about 6.5. And 2020 is hitting at just above 7. Extrapolating from that graph, he came up with his 8.3 hot dogs per minute limit. Quickly eating a lot of food may have been useful in our evolutionary past, says Smolgia of High Point University in North Carolina. Nowadays, inhaling hot dogs mostly leads to digestive issues, and for the lucky, the coveted mustard belt of champions. And that is that for this evening. Let's go to the rag chew, and first up on rag chew, I believe, is my good buddy Harry up there in North Carolina, so KC4EZN, talk to us.
KN4RJN, KC4EZN, let's see, first on my mind is there is a Cleveland, North Carolina, however, it is in Rowan County, which is, I think, a little bit east of Charlotte, so, I think he was making it into this repeater. Anyway, it's just down the road from where I grew up in Statesville. So when you said Cleveland, South Carolina, I thought, well, there's one up here too. Anyway, gonna start out reading in the paper today. The 17-year locusts are one particular variety is coming out of the ground, and according to the paper, they're mostly up in Virginia. But we may hear a few. But anyway, they're out for I think about a week or so before they go back down to the ground and lay their eggs and start the 17-year cycle over again. But anyway, that leads me into if you are a very avid cicada hunter, collector, You need to be really, really careful, especially if you're doing it at night. Because according to another article I read, and I think I saw this on Facebook, so there's no telling whether it's true or not, but it makes a good story. Copperheads love cicadas. So if you're a dedicated cicada hunter, you need to be a little bit careful. You may not be the only one trying to capture that little bug. And then, just to make things interesting, right now is the time when copperheads are being born. And you can tell, according to what I read on the internet, which makes it true. You know, John Fogerty said in that song, I know it's true because I saw it on TV. Well, I saw mine on the internet. But anyway, they have a yellow and green tip on their tail for about a year. And one of the problems is a young copperhead does not have the ability to control how much of its venom it puts out in a bite. I think the adult copperhead can take a bite, and he may or may not inject you. A young one, you're gonna get, and plus you're gonna get the whole dose, whatever that is. So anyway, the moral of all of that is if you're a cicada hunter, just be aware that you're not the only person out there hunting that little bug. You may be in competition with a copperhead, and you don't want to become part of his food chain. So that's it for tonight, John. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, KN4RJN. Well, I've never actually taken up cicada hunting. It just wasn't on my list of things to do on my bucket list. However, I saw the same article that, if you see them around, whether you're hunting them or not, there may be a copperhead that is hunting them, and you don't want to get in his way. So, and of course, you know, that, as you said, that was on the internet, so it must be true, because everything on the internet is the gospel truth. Anyway. Well, Harry, thanks for chatting with us. Anything else going on up your way besides dodging copperheads and hunting cicadas?
Not a whole lot. Just waiting on the rain. Got my grass mowed Wednesday, or maybe I guess it was Tuesday, and it was about it looked awful. The ground was really, really wet, and my yard is sloped, and I had a couple places I had to be a little bit careful about how I drove around the yard, because some of the hills were a little bit steeper than the treads on my lawnmower wanted to pull me up the hill, so had to rearrange my cutting paths a little bit, but and it was really, really heavy. Plus, I found out that after 15 years of that engine faithfully cranking up, the little piece of sheet metal that connects the spark plug wire to the spark plug had essentially dissolved. And in true ham fashion, I got out there and wire brushed the end of the plug off, and the end of the spark plug wire was still good. So I laid it up on the spark plug and wrapped it with some heavy-duty rubber tape, and then I wrapped it with some electrical tape, and then I put a tie wrap around it and squeezed it down real tight. Got my grass cut. So then I went on the internet and ordered some new fittings, and I guess after 15 years I'll probably replace the spark plug too. Do it while it's cold, because the exhaust pipe's about an inch and a half away from the plug, and it's kind of hard to reach in there without burning your fingers. But that's about it, John. Hope somebody else has got something a little more interesting in there. And you need to kind of explain that, you know, when you come on here with a story, you got to have something. You just can't sit there and listen. You got to bring something back. See if you can top the last guy a little bit. KN4RJN, KC4EZN, stay in, stay dry.
This is KN4RJN. Nothing like creative engineering, Harry. I like that. That's, true ham fashion. Let me take a break here. Harry, you got me tickled now. Let me take a break here and see if we got any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. Name's Don. Check in my wife Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening, you and everybody on the net. We'll just be hanging around.
KN4RJN, that control Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Don, I got your call sign, KG4PFI, and I was laughing too hard to get your wife. Could you give me that again?
For QLQ.
Harry got me tickled, but went on a laughing jag there. Like, welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along his wife Linda, KG4QLQ. Don, you tell Linda we said hi, and thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, over in Malden. Sounding good, Pat. Thanks for stopping by. Let's go back up now to radio. Don, or Dan, excuse me, I'm sorry. WB4FEE. Talk to us.
Good evening, John. Everybody on the net. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over here in northern Simpsonville. And, John, I've been hearing you talk about a hawk. And so I got a little hawk story for you. I got one here at my house, too. And they do kind of come and go. So you'll miss him for a while, but then he'll be back. And this one comes around here all different times. And when he's around here, he'll be around here for about, I'd say, a week, sometimes 2 weeks, pretty steady. And then you won't see him for a while, but then he'll be back. But I was watching out the window here the other day, and I got a pecan tree right outside my back window back here. And I watch for squirrels all the time because they love to get in that pecan tree and knock their pecans off. Anyway, I was watching for the squirrels, and I saw something move, and a big hawk was sitting on the lower limb. And he was sitting there like he was watching something. I'm going to hold him in. Anyway, now I saw something move down. I got a storage building right there behind that tree. Saw something move down near the ground. I looked, and it's a squirrel. And evidently that hawk had chased that squirrel out of that tree, and the squirrel had run down, run under the building. And he'd come out and hopped up on the ramp right there against the wall of the building. Right. And the hawk sitting there watching him. Then he just swooped down at him, and of course the squirrel jumped down and run back out of the building. But the hawk walked down, jumped off the ramp, down to the ground, and walked around the edge of that building, looking under that building, looking for that squirrel. And after a while, he finally gave up, flew on off, and I said, well, he'll fly up here somewhere and watch for the squirrel to make a run for it. But that didn't happen. I saw the squirrel come out the other side of the building and go in the bushes over there. So he lived to tell another day there.
I did that, Dan. Well, my hawk, he was around, I guess, for about 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks. And after the first time we spotted him, a few days later, I noticed that, we got squirrels all over the place here. After he'd been around for a few days, I noticed all the squirrels disappeared. I don't know if he scared them off or picked them off, but I haven't seen a squirrel, and the hawk's been gone now for a week or better, a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. But the squirrels are either still hiding or I don't know what. But anyway, I haven't seen a squirrel around here for a while. I think I saw one this morning briefly, but I wasn't sure if it was a squirrel or something else. It was back in my back 40, as I call it. But I hope he does come back. The interesting creatures to watch, and when you see him up close, I think this one was either a juvenile or a young adult, but fascinating creatures to watch. So I'm glad to know that they take off for a while and then come back. So I'd like to see him again. But, yeah, he scared all the squirrels out of my yard, which is fine because they dig holes in my mulch and
plant nuts and then things grow out of there, and I'm trying to keep that from happening, so I hear you. What else you got going on, Dan?
Well, that's about it down this way. Been kind of taking it easy today. Went to the gym this morning and did my workout and came back here, and I've just kind of took it easy today. Had to work yesterday, and so run the roads yesterday for about 325 miles and didn't go nowhere. I think the furthest I went was to Greenwood and over to Seneca and Spartanburg. So, but when you do that two or three times in a day, the miles rack up there, over.
That's a whole lot of running around and getting nowhere. Dan, you take care of yourself, and thanks for chatting with us. Let me take a break here and see if there's any other check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Zulu 2 Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Net. We're going to slide on down now to Larry, K4LWE. Larry, what's going on in your world?
RJN, K4LWE. First off, I'd like to thank KZ4ECN for that tip on lawnmower repair. I'm afraid I would have asked my wife to walk along beside the mower and hold that wire against the spark plug, and that probably wouldn't have worked out too well.
Stayed long, Larry?
We've been married 45 years. Quite a long run, and we're both happy.
If you had to walk along the side of the lawnmower and hold the wire to the spark plug, I don't think you'd see 46.
Neat engineering job to get that fixed up. Just have one comment tonight. I have an HF radio, and I've been running QRM, just low power, because I need to build a more rugged unun. So I fooled around a little bit with FT8. It was good for plenty of contacts, but there's really no opportunity to communicate. It's almost like your computer's talking to their computer, because that's what's happening. Last night I tried something called JS8, which is another low power and you can reach around the world mode, except in this mode you text like you would on a phone. So the gentleman that developed JS8 based it on the FT8 software, which is open license software. And I did make my first contact to Cuba about 800 miles away at about 20 watts. We had a nice chat via the keyboard, and I just wanted to share that. K4LWE, over.
This is KN4RJN. Are you saying JF8 or JFA?
It is Juliet Sierra 8, the number 8. Over.
8. Okay, I'm gonna have to go check that out and see what that is. Cuba, that's pretty good. I'm impressed. JS8. I am definitely going to have to check that out, Larry. Thanks for sharing that with us. What else you got?
This evening, I'm just watching the screen scroll by. I'm going to connect with a few more people here on this JS8. So, thanks very much, KN4RJN. This is K4LWE. Over.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. And you tell your wife I said hi, and I'd figure out a different way to fix that lawnmower than having her hold on to the spark plug wire, but then that's just me. I know I wouldn't see 48 if I had my wife do that, so actually, I probably wouldn't make it out the lawnmower. I'd probably get shot before I got there, but anyway. All right, you tell your wife we said hi, and thanks for stopping by, and thanks for chatting with us. I'm going to take a brief check here for any other check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
It's KZ4PFI. I'm going to tell you something a little bit funny about a lawnmower.
Sir.
My neighbor was cutting his grass next door to me, and all of a sudden he was riding a riding mower, and I heard something go, And I'm like, what in the world? And he had took his spark plug out, didn't screw it all the way in real tight, and it blew that spark plug out. I went up there, and it was about 20 feet away over in the yard. And I told him, I said, well, I don't believe it's going to run like that.
I'm sure that woke him up, but holy moly. That'd scare the bejesus out of you if you were like, sitting on the thing when it happened.
Yeah, I thought I heard another one in there. Somebody else in there, go ahead.
RVH, KD, I live in Berea. He's talking about a guy I used to work with.
Yes.
Heard him talking about Roger. So, y'all go ahead. Just a KFRB's listening.
Yeah, that's who it was. He was out there, and he just didn't tighten it up, and it blew it out in the yard out there. It was kind of comical, because you know Roger.
This is KN4RJN. That, I don't know Roger, but I bet he learned how to tighten down a spark plug after that.
Yeah, well, you'd have to know Roger. He's a good guy. Sometimes he's just a little bit off plumb.
Much of that. I know knew several individuals like that growing up. The elevator didn't go quite to the top or weren't firing on all thrusters all the time. So, it happens, you know. We all have our moments from time to time. So, thanks for chatting with us. Any other comments, any other check-ins, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tube Internet. One final call for check-ins, hawk stories, snake stories, lawnmower stories, or alien abduction, or just whatever you got going on. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
JN. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. And sorry, but I do not have any crazy alien abduction stories or any of the other ones you mentioned that I can think of at this time. I hope everyone has a wonderful evening, 7-3.
KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tube Internet. I'd like to welcome K4XB, Tommy. So you haven't seen a hawk, you haven't blown up your lawnmower, and haven't seen any snakes. Is that what you're telling me, Tom?
Well, my lawnmower that I've had for 20, well, it was purchased new in 93, and it still runs. So no crazy story like that. I have shot a hog. I think you said a hog. My ears aren't working great right now. But I did shoot a hog and had to throw him away a while ago because the freezer decided to quit. But the last few remaining pieces got ruined. But other than that, no, I don't have any crazy stories. K4XB.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Well, Tommy, you take care of yourself and keep nursing that lawnmower. And it was hawk, not hog, but that's okay. We'll go with hog stories, too, if anybody's got one. I'm about to wrap this thing up, folks. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if you got a comment, please call KN4RJN Net, or Net Control.
Comment. It's KG4PFI. I've got another one of those Roger stories. Roger and I went to the dump and carried some stuff out there. He was in his truck, and we drove over to the dump. Back then, we could drive just dump it off into the dump itself. Wasn't no nothing to dump it into. We just dump it out there. And there was an old couch laying out there in the dump and an old TV laying out there in the dump. So he went out there, and I went out there with him, and he set the TV up in front of the couch, and we sat down on the old couch, and there were some people drove up to dump their stuff, and he said, that's the way it is. We can't have no privacy at all. I said, come out here to watch TV. People just making all this noise. And then people were looking at us like, what in the world? And I thought that was really funny.
That was
would have made a good YouTube video, I tell you. Yeah, I used to do crazy things like that when I was younger. Like, you know, last week. But anyway, appreciate it, Don. I'll have to add that to my repertoire. Stories about hawks, lawnmowers, snakes, alien abductions, or Roger. So, appreciate it, Don. One more call. Alpha to Zulu, Zulu to Alpha. Or if you got a weird story to tell us, call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Fella talking about being married 40-something years. Me and my Linda's sitting over here beside of me. We were married 60 years. We met in the first grade, 1947. So that gives you how old I am.
Put up with you for 60 years? Is that what you're telling me?
Said you went on to get rid of me because she didn't want to go through the trouble of training another one.
That's kind of how my wife is. She's got me pretty well trained. She doesn't feel like messing with another one, so I guess if we live long enough, we'll get to there. But congratulations on that, sir. I applaud you very much so. And you tell your wife, I said, my blessings upon her. She must be sweet.
She's listening. Yeah, we've been married 60 years. Met in the first grade. I joined the Air Force when I got out of high school. Come home on leave, married her. And that's when she told me she wasn't going to get rid of me because she didn't want to go through the trouble training another one. KG4PFI, I'm clear. Go ahead and clear your net.
Okay, Don. Well, I married my wife and then joined the Army and then drug her all over the world. So, to each his own, I guess. But anyway. This is KN4RJN. If there are no other comments, no other check-ins, if y'all would stand by for my net report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 minute net. Now returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Y'all take care of yourselves, and y'all take care of each other. This is KN4RJN. Good night. I am clear.